This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Idalia powered up into a dangerous Category 4 storm this morning as it neared Florida's Big Bend region. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been warning residents to get out.
You don't need to drive hundreds of miles. You don't need to try to outrun the storm. Just get to higher ground, get into a safe structure, ride out the storm, then you can go back to your place.
The Big Bend region, which the storm has been targeting, is only lightly populated. The National Weather Service in Tallahassee calls Idalia an unprecedented event, though, since no major hurricanes on record have ever passed through the bay next to the Big Bend. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says Americans across the nation should get used to extreme weather events.
The reality is we are just now approaching peak hurricane season. In addition to responding to the current storms, as well as other incidents, we have to remain focused on making sure that we are also preparing people across the nation for these types of extreme weather events.
This morning, Russia is accusing Ukraine of a big drone attack. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russia says Ukraine has launched what appears to be the biggest drone attack on Russian soil since Moscow invaded 18 months ago, while Ukrainian officials say a Russian attack on Kyiv has resulted in deaths early on Wednesday. Starting with Russia, drones hit an airport in the west, starting a massive fire. The regional governor ordering all flights cancelled so damage could be assessed during daylight, while state media reported that transport aircraft were damaged. While in Kyiv, a military official said falling debris has killed two people after Russia attacked the capital using drones and missiles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio is set to be sentenced today for a failed plot to keep Donald Trump in power after he lost the election. This is AP News. Now to online crimes.
The FBI and its European partners infiltrated and seized control of a major global malware network. It's been used for more than 15 years to commit online crimes, including crippling ransomware attacks.
Quackbot is one of the most successful, persistent, and notorious botnets in the globe.
U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles Martin Estrada says Quackbot was removed remotely from thousands of infected computers. It's responsible for 40 ransomware attacks alone over 18 months, bringing in about $58 million. Estrada says stopping Quackbot isn't just about money.
Cybercriminals have attacked and shut down power stations, hospitals, food production companies, and other essential services. Stopping cybercrime is a matter of national security.
But experts caution that any setback to cybercrime would likely be temporary. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.